USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During the presidential debate in Cleveland, President Trump was asked about climate change and wildfires.
We have to do better management of our forests. Every year, I get the call, California's burning. California's burning. If that was cleaned, if you had forest management, good forest management, you wouldn't be getting those calls. You know, in Europe, they live their forest cities. They're called forest cities. They maintain their forests. They manage their forests. I was with the head of a major country. It's a forest city. He said, sir, we have trees that are far more, they ignite much easier than California. There shouldn't be that problem. I spoke with the governor about it. I'm getting along very well with the governor. But I said, you know, at some point, you can't every year have hundreds of thousands of acres of land just burned to the ground.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Vice President Mike Pence was on Capitol Hill when President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, met with Senate Republicans.
We have someone of great character, of great intellect, who has a judicial philosophy that will uphold the Constitution.
The NFL's first coronavirus cases are 3 players and 5 staff members with the Tennessee Titans. In-person activities have been suspended for the Titans and the Minnesota Vikings, the team they played on Sunday. Winds have died down for crews fighting wildfires in Northern California's wine country. Cal Fire's Billy C. says the crews are worn out.
Most of them have been going since the middle of July without rest, from fire to fire to fire here in the northern part of the state. We're doing the best we can.
Mayor Bill de Blasio says because of a spike in coronavirus cases in some Orthodox Jewish neighborhoods, New York City will start issuing fines in those areas to people who are refusing to wear masks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
More stars from Hollywood are adding their political strength to the 2020 campaign. With more, here's USA's John Hunt.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson is throwing his political muscle on his choice for president and vice president.
Guys, I had the opportunity to sit down with Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris to talk about a number of important issues that we're facing as a country. As a registered independent for years now with centrist ideologies, I do feel that Vice President Biden and Senator Harris are the best choice to lead our country, and I am endorsing them to become president and vice president of our United States.
With the exception of a brief flirtation with a 2020 presidential run himself, The Rock often takes great pains to remain apolitical at a time when Hollywood is filled with activism. The Fast and Furious and Jumanji actor took to Instagram where he shared a video of the virtual conversation he had with the two Democratic candidates when he gave them his endorsement. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A well-known Oregon environmentalist who's been missing since September 7th has been confirmed dead due to wildfires. Family members of 72-year-old George Ataya confirmed that the remains were found on his property. He's believed to be the 5th person killed by the Beechey Creek fire, which is now about 50% contained. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.